For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Hundreds of squawking seagulls scurry for a feast, their wings flapping overhead like a hovering cloud. But this is not the beach. The trucks, the trash, not to mention the stench. This is the Bees Ferry landfill in Charleston County, where 3,500 tons of waste are dumped each week. Clearly visible, chunks of plastic, flattened water bottles, flittering grocery bags. Not surprising, perhaps, because less than 10% of plastic trash is recycled.
Yes, plastics have become really entrained in our society. I mean, the last 50 years, the number of products that are made of plastic and being wrapped by plastic has increased exponentially.
Dr. John Weinstein studies plastic as the chair of the biology department at the Citadel, specifically microplastics, plastics we cannot see. For example, scientists believe it can take hundreds of years for a plastic straw to decompose. And as it does, from exposure to the sun, Dr. Weinstein says its molecules become shorter and weaker.
And it causes the plastic to lose integrity. And so as it becomes brittle, these microscopic pieces of plastic will flake off the item as it sits out in the environment.
He says microplastics are in our rivers, lakes, and oceans by the trillions, even outnumbering zooplankton. He pulls over a petri dish that appears to contain a clear liquid. It's from a local waterway. Then he looks through the microscope.
I see a blue fiber. I see a purple fiber, which are synthetic, so they're plastic.
Just as frightening as the numbers, he says, are the toxic chemicals plastics attract. Which begs the question, what do they do, if anything, through the food, the fish we eat? Do they just pass like a synthetic form of fiber, or?
There's also the possibility that some of these smallest size fractions of plastics may actually be able to pass through our gut and get into our bloodstream, and then they might go to the liver, for example.
So Weinstein and students are teaming up with other schools to study what happens when oysters ingest microplastics, and ultimately, what happens to us. What he does know is this. His team's study of plastic debris along the Charleston Harbor 5 years ago turned up 7.5 tons of mostly single-use plastics.
I've heard a lot of people say the plastic problem is so immense, you know, there's nothing I can do to make a change. And that's not the way to think about this. If everybody did a little something, it would have a huge impact on the global plastic problem.
Back at the landfill, recycling coordinator Christina Moskus could not agree more.
It's definitely nowadays more not just about recycling, but recycling right.
She admits recycling has gotten more challenging and expensive because clean recyclables are more in demand. That means putting in the bin only what can be recycled. That does not include soft plastics like single-use plastic bags.
When you think about recycling, you want to kind of think about reducing and reusing first.
For instance, it's only 10 a.m. Just making breakfast, I've opened a styrofoam carton of eggs, pulled a piece of plastic off a single slice of cheese, poured a glass of orange juice from a plastic jug, which, by the way, is new and has a piece of pull-off plastic under the screw-off plastic top. What is not or cannot be recycled will likely end up here at the landfill, that Vegas-sized buffet for birds. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.